Good day, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast, where two friends get together to talk about how we are trying to look good, feel good, and play good. Let's go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, Fairway Fit Golf fans. We are back for a late night episode. Greg, how are you doing? You're just getting your night started, aren't you?
No. I've been getting up early all week, so I've been having like 4:30 a.m. wake up calls so that I can work out and then the wife can work out.
But that still puts you in bed at like 1 o'clock.
I've been trying to be better. I try to average 5 hours a night.
Okay. So you're not that far off of me. Normally, this is probably my bedtime, or at least where I start to get down and head up to the room, maybe watch some TV upstairs. But man, how are you doing? It's been about a week. If anybody watched our last episode, please do, man. We had a great episode with Steve Pierce, assistant superintendent at River Creek. Big friend and supporter of the show. It was a great episode. But we are back to talk about golf. Got a lot of golf to talk about. Right? How's things been going over there? I was just in your neck of the woods at a youth sports game here late night on a Thursday night.
It's a beautiful area, isn't it?
It's okay. I feel like every time I go there, there's more houses being built.
Yeah, there's houses popping up everywhere around here.
Everywhere.
None that I can afford, but they're popping up everywhere.
I don't think I can afford. I'm glad I'm in a house because I don't think I can afford anything in Loudoun County right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, probably not.
It's pretty expensive. So, but yeah, we got a lot to talk about. First, we're going to talk a little bit about our summer season. All right. We are going to go over 2 weeks. All right. We are in week four, but we did not go over week three. So, we're going to go over week three first. And you got to play somewhere special. Tell us a little about where you were playing.
I did. Schwartz, our friend of the show, also happens to be technically my boss. His brother is a very, very much so like Steve, is a superintendent at Trump National DC. And luckily on Mondays, the course is closed, but it is open to employees and guests. Supposed to be friends and family. I think I played Uncle Greg on that day. But basically, got to play the championship course there. It's a lot different than when it was Lowe's Island when I worked there back in 2002, 2003. But beautiful course, awesome conditions. You know, the rough was rough, but like it was well manicured and everything was nice. The waterfall wasn't on, so I didn't get to see that. But you know, it's a pretty big staple. Right next to you at
I'm surprised they turned that off and on. Like
he says it's never on when the course is closed.
Really? You would think it would be for like water flow and everything. But you know, I don't know. Now talking to him, I know you got to talk to him quite a bit during the round. When they had the LIV tournament there, did they play a combination of the two courses or did they renumber the courses or something? Because I want to say I thought the waterfall...
They had different tee boxes put in.
Right, but they played the championship course. They didn't combine the two courses?
I'm pretty sure they did not. Okay. But they did put in different tee boxes.
And they renumbered them, because I know that...
Right, you did...
I know the waterfall was like... Order. Yeah, the waterfall is in like a closing hole opposed to...
Well, it's on 1 and 1 and 18. Right in between 1 and 18. So you tee it off right next to it on 1, and then you finish right next to it on 18.
Perfect. Yeah, I'd say it's been – I've played it as Trump every bit of 12 years ago, maybe even a touch.
What do you mean you played it as Trump? Did you wear a blue suit and a red tie and flip your hair back?
No. MAGA hat on. When it was turned into Trump, I played it
– liquid hot magma.
I would say I played it. I don't think I ever played the championship when it was Lowe's Island. I played the new course when it opened when it was Lowe's Island back in high school. Mm-hmm. And then I played the championship one. We won a tournament, like a fundraising tournament at a high school. and that was the reward, was the play around there. I don't remember too much about it. I don't think it's the most difficult golf course.
I will say that it's not super challenging. As far as, like, you can spray the ball a little bit and be fine. But, you know, you can also, I mean, is like, spray the ball a little bit. You can't hit massive hooks, and it's not like you're playing one fairway over.
No.
You can get yourself in some trouble for sure. But basically, if you're, you know, everything's right in front of you, there's no blind tee shots. So that would be a welcome thing for you. you know, there's, you know, approachable greens, and pretty much, like, I think there's only one or two holes where you have to, like, legitimately clear water. Now there's that whole section,
like,
that
it off runs the tee, right, or over, like, approach shot.
Off the tee or approach shot. Like, one par three is over water. And then another one is, like, you know, you have an approach shot that you have to kind of stay,
like, you lay up in front of the
stay water. To the left. Okay. And then go over the water type thing. But, you know, it has that long stretch where everything left or right, depending on where you are in the course, is going to be right next to the Potomac. So, you know, you have to.
They take a lot of trees down there too.
Dude, there's no trees on the course.
That's right. We talked about this, right? Where he did that.
The hue from the clubhouse to the Potomac, you can see straight shot.
Yes. Like, supposedly Trump paid some fine because he took it down.
That's what Shorts' brother was telling me, that
he did his thing.
Yeah. You know,
many years ago.
I think it was like a $10 million fine that he had to pay to clear it all out.
I have heard that Liv is supposed to come back to that area. So hopefully when it comes back, I had such a good time at RTJ. This year, I hope when it comes back, we'll be able to get over there for the tournament as well, too. I know their schedule just came out, and Liv is returning to this area, but it was not marked where. Because I know RTJ did a really good job with them as well, too, and there was a lot of praise for the quality of the golf course.
I mean, RTJ is a beautiful course as well.
It is. I like to think that Trump, I don't know. I never really actually paid attention to who's ranked higher or whatnot in the top 100s. It'd be something I got to ask my brother. So, but let's get to it. Week number three. I just played my course here. That's all I do. So I didn't get to play anywhere fancy. You know, tell us how you did. Tell us about I don't have a scorecard. It was a couple weeks ago now. But go ahead. Tell us how you did, at least on the front nine. Give us a front nine score.
Front nine, shot a 43. Very up and down. Basically missed opportunities on a par five. Had a drop on that one. Then basically kind of played par and bogey golf until nine, where I thought I was kind of turning around, but then once again, par three just bites me in the butt. You know, hit one out of bounds off the tee. I tugged it into the Potomac. And then basically re-teed, stuck it to the fringe, and then two putted from there. And for a double bogey to finish off the back nine.
You played the back first?
I mean, the front nine to start.
Okay. I didn't know if they reordered or did whatever.
22% green and drags, 0 for 7 fairways hit. But I mean, like I said, I'm not really caring about fairways hit. Like, I mean, I'm actually.
Yeah, but 22% greens is, that's one. There's 9 greens, only 7 fairways.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You gotta, that means you hit one.
Yeah.
I think it means you hit two.
Yeah.
22%.
And, you know, there was duffed wedge shots. There was, you know, and the whole 9 yards. Oh, like, I'm a debacle right now.
Well, it was your first time there, so you got to see the whole course.
I did. I wanted to play as many shots as I could on it, just in case I never get invited back.
So now you would know. So my front, again, I don't have stats. I know I shot a 42. I think this round was pretty consistent to a lot of my other rounds. I could put 5 or 6 hole together, and then when I miss big. And usually a drop ball. Luckily, it's at Stoneleigh. I get a lot of red state. Not as much out of bounds. So It's usually just a drop ball there. But if I don't get off the tee and have been losing balls, I've been able to, you know, I par the second ball, but that's a double bogey off the tee. So it's not really, you know, kind of sitting the same way. But 32, I'll go ahead and hit my back real quick because I know where this leads to. I actually turned it around on the back, ended up with a 37 to cap out at a 79 overall. Like I said, I don't have greens or fairways or stats. I kept it on a scorecard thinking that I was going to put it in Grint later, but I think when I realized how well you did and how well I did not, I kind of buffed it. I did end up with two birdies. I think that's why it kept me down on the 37 on the back. So I ended up with a 79. I was playing as a 7 handicap from those tees that day. I think the handicap was sitting right under 5, like a 4.8, 4.9. So it makes me a 7 and, you know, ended up with 79, around in the 70s. Can't be too upset.
So net, you know, 72.
Net 72. Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like these rounds are a little bit more pressure as far as like a round where I'm just going out and scoring and don't really care. I do like the pressure of trying to put up a solid number. I think it's kind of helped when it's come down to some crunch holes for me. But yeah, so 79, net 72. But tell us how you did.
Well, the back nine started kind of how the front nine finished. I went double bogey, triple bogey to start off the back nine. And basically, you know, two out of those first three holes were drop tee balls or a lost or shanked shot as an approach shot. Kind of dialed it back in, went bogey, par, bogey, birdie, bogey, par to finish off. Kind of, you know, played a lot. Like, I think if I looked at it afterwards and I played 13 holes, like, of the course, 4 over. And then basically, or 5 over. And then, like, basically just blew up on the other 5. Shot 45 on the back. Still wasn't hitting fairways. I was 1 for 7. Was 33% green and regs. Overall, shot a 88. I was playing as 17, so I netted 71.
71. So like I said, kind of knew where this one was going. So you were able to take week 3. What tees did you play there? You said you played at 63 or something like that.
We played the white tees just because.
How many tees did they have?
Dude, there was like, I don't know. There's
5 maybe.
I think there was 2 or 3 behind us, but then on some holes, like there's extra tee boxes. And he was telling me that like Trump, when he was there, like was like, I want a tee box put right here. I want another tee box put right there. So that he has like one hole, I want to say there was like 8 different boxes that they could move the tees to.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when you get into those higher level courses, they move that stuff around.
And give I will say the tips looked ridiculous.
Yeah. So I bet there is a championship one and I bet there is a live one as well too.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
The same. I mean, obviously they move them every day in the tournaments, but I mean, I remember when
I told RP, he was like, have a great time. He was like, play it straight up. He was like, it's pretty straightforward for you. He was like, you won't have an issue with it. I was like, I'm also not playing the tees that you played from. Yeah. Like, I'm not going all the way back there.
Yeah. Well, I bet it opens it up a little bit in some landing areas, but I mean, playing 62, 63, it's still not small.
Yeah.
That's still a good challenge no matter where you are. And then, I mean, I bet the greens were large enough to where you kind of had to be on one side, because it could definitely bring in 3 putts when you're 30, 40 feet and still on a green. That's with the undulation. Were the greens really quick?
They weren't super quick, but he said that they super saturated them with water that morning.
I mean, that's Monday, so that makes sense.
So basically, you know, I 3 putted one and it was on a par 4. And everything else, I ended up with 33 putts for the day. So I wasn't,
that's not bad at all.
I really wasn't too bent out of shape on that.
No, I mean, I think if you're under 34, I think the number for you, we looked at that one time, we did a lot of that stats, was for a double digit handicapper, like a low double digit, you're probably 34 or under is pretty solid. So pretty good. So that takes us after week three, where I was able to take the win on 1 and 2. So we're 2 and 1 in our 10 week challenge. Remember, halfway points double. I'm pretty sure if I look back at all our fancy points, we did not have any hole in ones.
No.
We were not sub 85, not sub 75, not 70s, and not par or better. So, yeah. So, straight 1 point win for you. So, 2 and 1. It cracked or did not allow me to get to the streaks going, just kept me 2 in a row. Always like to bring that up. But yeah, no, that's awesome that you get to play over there. Make sure Nick knows that you have another uncle that lives out here, out in Western Loudoun.
Oh, I told him. And then I also told Nick's brother that when August football season starts and he doesn't have a playing partner, he's got my number.
There you go. So another thing we want to talk about, since we've moved on, like I said, we do have week 4 to touch base on, but we'll get to that. But Greg and I finally teamed up and put ourselves in a 2-man scramble tournament at his home course. We played a tournament. I believe the name was just called a red, white, and blue tournament.
Yep. It's called
the red, white, and blue tournament. And that allowed us to play we chose 6 holes from the reds, 6 holes from the whites, 6 holes from the blues tee boxes, which kept it a little bit interesting. And we did that on July 3rd. Before celebrating Independence Day. And I don't know, Greg, I had a lot of fun. I actually thought we, as a whole, hit the ball pretty well that day. We were awful from inside 40 yards.
Oh, yeah.
Which we had a lot of. We were not getting up and down. We were making a lot of pars. We did make 2 bogeys, but in a 2-man scramble, I think 1 bogey is kind of okay. 2 is a little much, but we only had 5 birdies. I think we need to really get that to like an eight number of birdies.
Yeah, I don't know. I think 8 finished second. I think we need to get like 10.
I don't think 8 finished top 5. I mean,
what did Billy
end up doing?
He finished second, huh? I think.
Oh, he did.
But what were they? Were they like 10 under?
I thought they were 10 under.
Oh, okay. All right.
And they finished second. So, but I think for our first one, I had a lot of fun doing that. I think that's something we should look into doing a little bit more. Anytime we can find some 2-man competitions, even if it's a best ball, not just a better ball or a scramble situation.
Hit up the Shenandoah Valley one.
The only problem with that now is youth sports, and that's a weekend, and it's more challenging. Needless to say, it's more challenging to get out there. I'm not opposed to doing it, but I definitely think that was a lot of fun and something we should look into doing. Ended up with that 69, like I said, 5 birdies, 2 bogeys. Yeah, I mean, I think overall, like I said, there was a couple times where I think the pressure was on the second hitter, but I don't think it was that bad. You know, course was in great shape. It was a lot of fun. I'd like to try to maybe do that again next year if you're down to it.
Yeah.
Definitely finding some others. We have been called out on a couple people to do some competitions with 2-man scrambles. I know our buddy Jason out in West Virginia, he actually reached out to me again this week about trying to set something up. So once we're available, we'll try to get that out there and maybe get some info on that and maybe post some stuff on social media. We've been a little behind on doing some fun things when we're out on the golf course. We just wanted to enjoy this last one. But man, it's a lot of fun. After that, I actually got invited to play at the course's A team match.
I'll be
honest with you, I was pretty nervous. I actually got invited by the pro and turned him down. And then he saw me the day before, or no, give me 2 days before, and kind of didn't, I wouldn't say talked me into it because, I mean, we like competition. I mean,
he didn't have to twist your arm very hard.
He did not have to. He kind of told me a little bit more about it and kind of I feel like I'm right in the mix with the guys that were playing there. He said there's guys from scratch all the way up to like 7, 8, 9 handicaps. So I was like, okay, I'm kind of in the middle there. Ended up playing with our buddy Steve, who, like I said, if you listen to our last episode, had a great interview with him. He did not play his best, and I did not play well at all. I kind of had a round, like you said, you had at Trump. I played 13 or 14 holes, maybe one or two over, and then played the other one five holes, seven or eight over. So yeah. It hurt a little bit. I was only out of one hole. I completely had to pick up out of one hole. But, you know, I don't know. There's a chance I maybe get the invite this weekend, but I don't know. I haven't quite seen those emails. So maybe they removed me from those emails and said,
might have been in your spam folder or whatever.
Yeah, you're quite not ready for this. A guy I used to coach against, as a player, he's our club champ, and he shot 68. And when we had we have hors d'oeuvres and drinks afterwards. That's the kind of fun part about it. And he did kind of say, well, this course is kind of like par 68, par 69 for him. And I was like, okay, great.
Jerk.
Made me feel really good about myself. but the difference between A team and B team is A team plays from the tips. So I was playing close to 6750, I think is what Stone Lee is. And it is all gross. I've never been invited to play on B team. B team plays from the blues, which I think is like 64 and change, maybe close to 65, but they play net. That's the only difference. So how they distinguish what their handicap is, I don't know if it's
a
total handicap. Probably not all of it. Probably like, what do we have? But I mean, they had us pretty low at that tournament. So let's just say they probably do.
I think they had us 15% or 30%, 15% a low or 30% a high.
Yeah. So I mean, they had us like a one or a two, right?
They had us a 3.9.
3.9. That's right, 3.9. So
never mind.
I'm not quite sure.
Mind Jack's ever off.
I'm not quite sure how they did it, but I don't know. It was a lot of fun. I hope I get the invite. I definitely got to get better. I will say I've been playing the tips quite a bit more. Every time I go out now, I've kind of locked into just playing the tips. And the par threes, which I thought were hurt me, I was bogeying them for the blues, and I'm still bogeying them from the golds. So, you know, it really wasn't making much of a difference.
Your club choice off the tee changes.
It does. 100% does. It's a little bit more 8, 7, 6s into the holes besides your wedges and 9 irons into holes. A couple holes, you actually lay back quite a bit to play like into a 6 iron. It's not like I mishit it to hit 6 iron. I'm hitting it as far as I can and still hit 6 iron on some par fours. But overall, I enjoyed it. Like I said, I hope I get the invite, and it was a lot of fun. But no, I think something we always talk about is competition. We need competition to keep our juices flowing no matter what it may be. But yeah, so week 4, we're flying right through today's episode. Make sure to check us out on our social media accounts. Make sure to check us out and anywhere you listen to those podcasts, because you know, we got a lot of interest going right now. We got a lot of good things hopefully coming in the next few weeks. But let's talk about week 4. It was hot. I got my round in on Tuesday. I am still that guy that's walking in the 95 plus degree temperatures.
God bless him.
Sweating through everything lately, sweating through my shorts.
Solid.
Kind of trying to get my tees out of the pocket. It's kind of everything's getting stuck in there. But I definitely wear some of my older hats because I've completely sweated through them as well too. But
do you have to dry your balls off before you hit them?
Like
your actual golf balls.
sometimes some baby powder. But no, it was hot. I know you got your round in today. I also played today, so I know it wasn't as bad out there.
Nah,
today.
Beautiful day today.
It was a little cloud cover throughout
the day. A little sprinkle here and there, but you know,
We didn't even have that. We just had some cloud.
We had like a 10-minute like sprinkle, like literally like a spitting.
Okay. So I know after my round on Tuesday, I sent you a text. I wasn't even by number 10 tee box. That's how quickly I sent the text. to you. You could probably relate to how far that was. Maybe 20 yards walking up towards the restaurant. And I said, Hail Mary. I said, blind Hail Mary. And I even said, if I could throw the kitchen sink, I will throw the kitchen sink at this round. So
I believe my reply was, you can't call blind Hail Mary when you're in the world.
You know, it was really weird. I think when I said that, I was like, well, he hasn't played his round, so that's blind. And I did
give you the respect, though, because I saw that you started around, but then I couldn't follow along on it because I was busy. But then when you said that, I was like, all right, well, I don't even want to look at it because I don't want to get a number in my head. I don't want
to
think
We'll talk about it because it's going to be easy to talk about. So, but anyway, so the blind Hail Mary does not hold up, but the Hail Mary holds up. So what that does is it makes this round worth 2 points. For the round. So, hopefully to expand my lead on you. And, real quick, let's go through it. Cause I'm going to kind of get into a little bit more detail in the round in a moment, but let's go front nine. What did you do today? You played your course, home course.
Yeah. I played Pleasant Valley.
I think you should play more.
I went back to, Pleasant Valley considering I played Pleasant Valley the day after the VSGA, after I played horribly, and I started the front nine horrible, and then played lights out on the back nine and shot a 38, two over on the back nine. So I was like, you know what? I was like, I can play this course. So went back there today saying, you know, if you're calling Hail Mary, obviously I need to have a decent number, and tell you the truth, I had two really good practice sessions the days leading up to it. I got a workout this morning. I got a mobility session in. I got to the course early and warmed up. Was feeling good and totally crapped my pants the entire day. It was one of those days where by the end of it, I wondered why I do this to myself. But I shot a 48 in the front, had 16 putts, hit 2 for 7 fairways, 22% greens. It started out well. I mean, I hit 3 wood off the tee. We were playing the whites because I was playing with Kena, and I'm just not putting him back on that tee. By the end of the round, though, he did say, he was like, you know what, next time, he was like, I should play the reds and you should play the blues like you usually do, and let's see if you can. I was like, okay, I mean, next time we can do that. I was like, I just didn't want to be a jerk and be like, I'm playing back here, you play up there.
Let's bring him out here. We'll do a red tee challenge.
Oh, geez. He would be livid at that course. I can't even see where the ball is going.
No, you can't.
But parred the first hole, and I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm feeling good. Like, I will not sugarcoat it. I walked into today's round thinking today was going to be the day that I could break 80.
Atta baby.
And it, like, number two, dog leg left, and
yep, got to go over the bunker.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, I'm going to hit a 3 wood. I was like, oh, give me enough to carry it over that bunker, and I was like, and I'm actually drawing it a little bit. And I hit one that I thought I might have gotten on the green, like where I hit a 3 wood, and I was like, that worked out better than I thought it was. It was like, went right over the middle of the bunkers and it was drawing. And then I get up there and can't find it. So unfortunately I had to take a drop.
Just couldn't find it in the rough?
Just couldn't find it in the rough, anywhere. Like, you know, didn't want to, like, I'm sure if like a gallery was there, I would be able to find it, but just, I could not. I walked back and forth along that side there. I was like, I would think that the only place I could have missed it was in this, on the right side bunker, looking at the green, but you know, it's not there. It's not anywhere. I was like, all right, I don't get it. Bogeyed that, moved on.
I mean, lost ball, solid bogey,
but yeah, I basically, number three, par five, played that one pretty decently, bogeyed it. Another par three that I lost a ball off the tee.
This is the long par three, though.
It is, but I mean,
this is a tough hole. Well, from the whites, I don't know what it is. What's it play like?
Whites, I think I was playing, I think I hit an 8-iron.
Okay, 160, 170.
Maybe. I think maybe I hit a 7-iron. Yeah. But I should probably start recording that. But then went triple bogey or quad there, then bogeyed the next par five because I hit a beautiful drive. And this was the one where it's got like the little chute and it widens open. I hit basically, I was like, all right. I was like, I'm drawing the ball today. I was like, I'm going to aim down
from where you were. You should clear that opening.
Yeah. And I'm going to aim a little bit off the right edge. I was like, and bring it right down the middle. I was like, it's going to hit that hill and it's going to scoot down. I was like, I'll be able to be on in two. Hammered this ball. And no, it went right down the right side. But as it started to draw, nicked a tree branch and went right instead of left. And lost the ball. Dropped there, hit it onto the front fringe of the green, or the front like walkway up to the green.
Yep.
Chipped on, two putted, bogeyed there. And then the next one, tee shot down the left side, shanked a wedge from about 98 yards out of bounds.
Pretty straightforward par four, right?
Yes. And I shanked it dead right across the fairway and gone.
Oh boy.
Like it was straight hosel rocket. And then next one, par three over water. I pulled the exact same thing as we did in major number four last year, the 36 hole challenge, where I basically kind of just straight hosel rocketed it. I left it probably right in front of the drop area, and it was on the fringe of the water, but I just decided to take the drop and chip on and double bogeyed that par the next hole. And then I allowed Kina to talk me into hitting driver on 9 rather than five.
From the whites, driver might be too much.
It was playing like 270.
I know, but that's close to being too much.
Yeah, but I mean, I was gonna feather it in there, and tugged it just a bit, clipped a tree, and went left this time. It went into the brush, couldn't find it, so I had to pull it out, drop there, shot 48 in the front, 16 putts, and then all hell broke loose on the back nine. But I'll tell you that afterwards.
Okay.
You want me to go through my entire one since you have a Hail Mary?
Yeah, go ahead and go through your entire one.
All right. So 10 had a birdie opportunity. I hit it into the right side fairway bunker way up there. Had another great drive. It just took one extra hop and kind of landed in the bunker. Hit a 5-iron up pretty close. Basically chipped on fairly decent, maybe like a 10 to 12 footer downhill, missed that putt on the low side, parred that. Then stuck a wedge on par 3, pretty close. Then this is when the wheels kind of fell off. I went bogey, 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 triple bogey, double bogey to finish.
So
five 3 putts.
You were hitting greens, but 3 putting. How many greens on the back?
67%.
Dude, that's really good for you.
Yeah. And I was driving the ball well. I was not putting it in the cup.
But the bogey stretch, as much as that frustrates you, I mean, you got to be okay with bogeys. Like,
not 3 bogeys aren't bad.
Huh?
Not 3-putt bogeys, though.
Maybe not 3 or 4 of them, but I think right now, after your round today, if I said you could shoot at, you could take a 90 without even playing, you probably would be like, yeah, okay, I would probably take that.
Not right now. Not as much.
Well, maybe after today, if it said you would have taken a 90, what'd you end up with on the back?
46. So I shot 94. I was playing as a 15 since I was playing on the whites, and shot 79.
Okay.
Net 79.
So 94, net 79. So
Meanwhile, I walked to the first tee thinking that 79 was going to be the gross number, not the net number.
So you were a 15?
Yeah.
So here's what I'll tell you. If you would have shot 79, I still would have beat you.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. So
I need to hear the score. I need to hear the score now.
Okay. I was net 63. Yeah.
What were you playing at?
So I played the tips. Like I told you, I've been playing the tips.
Okay. So if you, the tips. Well, if you were.
Came into it like at a 4.8, 4.9.
So what were you like a 6, 7?
Uh huh. I was playing me as a 9.
What?
Yeah, I was playing me as a 9. The tips are hard. Playing me as a 9. I mean, if the blues pill me
erroneous.
As a 7, I'm a 5.
Erroneous. Huh? Played you as a 9.
Let's
60. That's just I got my ass kicked.
Yeah. So I was even on the front. And now I had a match within the match.
Oh, wait, okay. You played even on the front?
Hold on, just let me get going here. So I had a match within the match. All right. I had my little guy out there with me. So basically the routine has been he comes with me for the front 9. And then my oldest will meet me on 8, play 9 as a warm-up hole, and then play the back with me. So we're trading off about halfway. So it's been a lot of fun to get them out there. He's playing in another tournament this Sunday. He's stoked. And she's still struggling a little bit with the whole commitment to thing. I mean, Greg, I have probably done golf or went to Stone Lee for I'm pushing 25 straight days in a row. If I haven't hit golf balls, putted, chipped, or played at least a couple holes, I've done it for 25 straight days. Like I cannot tell you the last day that I have not been up there.
Well, you're getting your money's worth.
Oh, yeah, I got to. Remember, I got one that's medically down right now, so
yeah.
She can't do anything. And then the other one's starting to pick it up too, to get back into it a little bit. So the match within the match. Now, so I had to play, and I give him a shot a hole because he is
obviously, little man is as good of a negotiator when it comes to playing you as I am.
Well, shot a hole makes him. Well, he's right there. I mean, he's averaging probably 46 right now. Now, again, he's playing from 200 yards on par 4. So it's like,
I should play him instead of you.
It could be interesting something. But he's not scared to take an 8 or a 9 on a par 3. He gets a little frustrated and ping-pongs the putter around a little bit.
Tin cups it a little bit.
Yeah, he's shot. So shout out to him before I get into my round. He did go birdie today. He rolled in about a 30-foot putt on a par 3. He just missed the green, hit to the fringe, and then that was on number 6. And on number 7, hits a beautiful drive, hits it into the front bunker, because carrying 100 yards non-driver is still a little tough. Like, the hybrid probably carries between 90, 95 yards. So I think he had...
Got to get him on that fairway pit workout plan.
So he's hit it into the bunker right front, right? He blades it out of the bunker into the lip, shoots forward. It's a back pin. It runs all the way up the green and then goes in for birdie.
See, you just ruined it for him, though. You should have just been like, he hit his drive into the bunker. He kept his mind right. And then he just went right out of the bunker and chipped it in from the bunker. Don't tell him that you bladed it and then just luck boxed it.
Well, he knows he did because it literally hit the hill in front of him and shot up into the air.
He was Phil Mickelson in it. He knew what he was doing.
He came sprinting to me for all 40 yards, left his clubs back there, and jumped into my arms. Absolutely so excited. So I text the wife and she goes, "Oh boy, his head won't fit through the door."
would have been funny if you sidestepped it. If I just jumped right by you.
But he ended up actually parring the next hole too, legit par, and then it had another double on 9. But anyway, so the match within the match. Anyways, I took care of that match. I birdied both par 5s on the front. I bogeyed 4, which is a bogey. It's almost a par to me. And I ended up bogeying 8. Remember 8, I told you from the tips, I did not hit the hybrid very well off the tee. Three wood gets me in trouble. Driver is just too narrow. And I was like 210 out. And it usually plays about a half a club short. I mean, eight from the tips is 460. And I got to hit hybrid off the tee. So I'm playing to hit six iron basically. And I did. I tried to launch a six iron, left it short. I just didn't get up and down. Made bogey. But on the front, 13 putts.
How many one from seven? How many one putts did you have?
Four for seven from the on the driving, and I was 56% greens. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 one putts. And I remember I bogeyed, I birdied two holes, and I was on the fringe kind of rough cut where I actually putted, and then the other one I did get up and down on. So, huge, right? So sitting even through nine, feeling pretty good. And I definitely wanted to go. The oldest did not go with me on this round. She did the other day. I get to 10. 10's been a nemesis lately. Split the fairway, ends up hitting that fairway. I don't know how you can stay on the fairway. Ends up rolling off. Had a little knockdown wedge. I hit it to 6 inches. Tap in birdie. So I'm back to one under. I mean, I was sitting one under through five holes, feeling pretty good. You know, hit the ball well. Six, hit the green, which we all know I can easily hit it into the bunkers on the right. So feeling good. So back to one under through 10. And again, I'm hitting drivers all day. So on the back, 6 for 7 of fairways, and I hit 78% of the greens.
Did you hit driver on 13?
No, par 3. You're talking about 12. 12's
yeah,
the one that
played. 12.
So I did. So I did because in the
did 18. Did you hit it in the gully?
No, in the 18 match, I did as well, and I hit it perfect. And so I hit this one, and I hit it perfect. Now, I'm still a 9-iron now. Like, the tees were back a little bit. It definitely plays, you know, a little bit longer on there. So I went birdie, and then I parred the next five holes. So in my head, I'm like, hey, you know, I always tell myself, if I get through the first six holes, one over or less, I hold on for the next six holes. And then I played the last like four or five holes, even I'll be okay. I'll shoot in the 70s. So I'm coming around on 15, hit a hybrid off the tee. I could have gone for it, ended up laying up, making par on that 15. So through 15, I'm one under. You know, I'm feeling pretty good about myself. It's like, hey, how do I tell Greg about this? Do I, you know, do we get on the mics to right when I get home? how do I talk about this? And I will tell you, so I'm making everything. And I didn't. I had 15 putts on the back. I had 1, 2, 3, 4. So I had 10, I had 9 one putts on the day.
Holy cow.
But I was making everything. So even on like 13, right? 13 is a par 3. Pins back left. I kind of hit it middle back, but I still had 30 feet. Well, I had to go up and over a ridge, ended up blowing about 8 feet past. I felt good. Hit it, just knocked it in. Like, I really, really was rolling the ball extremely well.
Are we talking like all like inside 10 feet or did we make
long
putt?
Like, long I was putts? Making comebackers at, I made a, quite a few of, I mean, well, it actually says it right here, doesn't it? That was a gimme, 3-footer. I made a 15-foot putt on 17.
Okay, that's solid.
You know, I made a 10-foot putt, 5-5. So I guess it wasn't. But, you know, those 5 or 6-footers that, you know, if let's say out of those
17
nine,
is a difficult green, too, depending on where you're at.
Well, let me get there because I definitely, so now I'm through 15 holes. I'm one under. I've got some confidence. Right. So I take the journey walk, the 16, because it's not close. It's all the way back up the walkway. Back pin on the top tier, the worst pin you can have. I'm like, okay, I'm hitting the ball pretty well. I was like, it's once. And the reason I know is the same pin today. It's like 167. You know, everything's kind of growing in. So it makes me draw it, which I'm like, all right, that's a good number. I like to play my 9-iron to like 165. You know, it's a little more than stock, but aggressive 9-iron. I'm like, all right, hit that nice, da-da-da. I kind of come out of it, and I fan it, and I am just on the green, back right, pins back left. So I'm every bit of 40 feet, if not more. All right, so I do blow this one past. I get it up the hill because, you know, that hill is like a 3-foot climb.
Yeah.
I do blow this one past. I miss it for bogey. All right, I'm in my mind, I'm a little upset. But I was like, all right, I hit the green. It's my first 3-putt. I mean, I had 15 putts on the back, and I had a 3-putt.
Damn.
Yeah, so, like, I'll take 15 putts any day of the week on any 9 holes. You know, usually my number is 16. So, I mean, 15 is great. So I'm like, all right, whatever. It's par. I go, I got 2 holes. The wind is with me. So I got a good chance. So I got to go into the wind on 16, which is not a long hole. And it's downwind on 17. And then it's downwind on 18. All right. And 18, that's just, you know, I can get, if I get a good ball off the tee, I can usually go for it. Maybe I get something close. All right. So now 17's been kicking my butt lately. I've been telling you about this one. All right. I'm hitting the ball really well. I mean, on the back, I hit 6 out of 7 fairways. Well, 17, I decided to hit it off the toe. I try to bring it back, and I hit it out of bounds.
Oh, boy.
So it ended up not coming back enough, and it stayed out of bounds probably by about a yard, maybe 2 yards.
Right? I mean, it's pretty close to
being
in play.
If you don't turn it, you are in trouble. So I didn't turn it. I thought the toe would help me turn it, and it just didn't. It's almost like it brought it back straighter off the tee. So I go OB. Well, I don't know I'm OB. So I'm like, all right, I got to hit a ball here because I'm pretty certain I'm OB. Hit a beautiful ball. All right. I go up there. My ball is out of bounds. I walk over to the fairway. I go, I'm 93 yards front right pin. I was like, all right, this is a gettable pin. All right. I stick it to about 12 feet. Make the putt. Right, so I just turned a double bogey into a bogey, right? Right. I'm a little pissed off because I literally 2 holes ago, I'm thinking, all right, if I could birdie 16, or not 16, birdie 17, because it's an easy hole. All right, and I birdie 18, I go, I might shoot 69. Right. Locked in. Right. So I get on 18. It's downwind. I thought about hitting 3-wood, not having been liking it off the tee. I thought about hitting driver. I'm like, downwind, it kind of just brings in too much trouble on the left. So I try to bomb a hybrid. I bomb a hybrid. I hit the downslope, get a good little kick forward. I'm 218 out, right? I'm like, all right, I could try to lay up and make birdie the hard way. Or I was like, you know what? I go, 73, I've done that before, all right? So let's go for it. So I hit 4-iron, hit a beautiful little draw. It was a little low. So I hit just front of the green and I roll off the back, kind of a little bit up the slope a little bit. But I'm there, right? I'm there in 2. I'm like, all right, worst case scenario, I'm shooting 73, right? And all day I'll take 73. So let's be honest. I mean, I've never been better than that. It's the best round I've ever shot. Have a nice chip. All right. I'm the only one out there. There are some people on the patio watching. And so hit a chip, pick my spot out. I hit it to 2 feet. I tap in for birdie. I shoot even par, 72.
Checking that box off.
So yeah, so 72 net 63. Because
that's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, and I will tell you,
what would I have? I would have had to.
You had to shoot 78.
I would have had to shoot a 78.
That's why I said you shoot 79. I go, I think I still beat you.
Yeah, 78 minus 15. I would have tied. I would have had to shoot 77 to win.
77. So, yeah, so I did it. Something that we've been talking about doing, setting our goals. I wanted an even par or better. I can't say I was like just, I didn't put my hands in the air. I didn't say yes. I kind of was like, damn, I still left 2 shots out there that I could have shot better on. But I felt like about mid round, I've figured something out with my grip and my stance a little bit. And I hit a lot of good balls, and I hit a lot of good shots to 20 feet. And let's be honest, at Stone Lee, hitting shots to 20, 25 feet on those greens, usually when they're blind, you know, it's a good shot. I mean, it had me at a 9. So, I mean, obviously it's telling you that's pretty tough, because I think it was a 4.8, right between 4.7, 4.9. I don't know which one exactly. I've been bouncing around there. But yeah, so it did drop me all the way to a 3.9.
All right.
It dropped me almost the full point. And when I teed it up today from the golds, it had me as a 7. So it's a big adjustment already. But yeah, so it was something, the goal that I set out to do, you know, 2 years ago, and was able to accomplish it. Still need to get everything better.
Steve basically did it in 11 months, though.
Yeah, I know. But I felt like going out today, I was like, all right, maybe, you know, you always hear about like, oh, once you do it, you know, you just figure out how to do it all the time. And so when I went out today, I was even through 3, and I'm like, maybe I have figured something out. And then I got humbled pied very quickly on 7, 8, 9 when I went a triple bogey double to finish on the front. So still shot 79 today, so I'm not upset by any means with it, but it was a little bit of a kick. So with that,
we are going in opposite direction.
I know, and I wish you were right there with me, but that does put me. It does give
now. You get the bonus point.
I get the one bonus point for the match, right? So that puts me at a 4 points overall. You have 1 point. I have 4 points. A sub 75 round gives me a bonus point.
Then
a par or better round gives me 2 more bonus points.
7-1, Jesus.
So, I picked up 3 bonus points on that round. So the scores, yeah, like you said, what'd you say? 7-4. Yep, 7-1. Got a little work to do. Now, this is when the time last year where you kind of kicked in and started playing your best golf. So,
of course, I'm gonna have to compete against the dude that shot even on his home course, that's playing on his home course, and me and me playing in North Carolina or Florida.
Well, right now we just can't travel. I mean,
I got you.
With everything that's going on, we still. Yeah, this is my vacation, is being able to go next door.
I mean, I would too if I lived right there and was a member.
Yeah, I mean, the neighbor's house is for sale. So, but yeah, so I did. It checks a box of ours. It hits that goal number. I thought I would be more relieved, and I actually feel like I'm more hungry. Because I thought that
now you won an under par round.
I do, well, but
you got to move the needle there. Then
we always said though, when I felt like when I'd shoot like a 71 or 72 at like a 2 handicap, it could bring me down to like
scratch
below a 1, and it didn't. I was a 5 when I did it. So, you know, it's a fluky. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to roll the ball that well. I mean, I ended up with 28 putts on the round. I mean, my greens numbers were just off the chart. Let me see what I had here. Well, actually, it wasn't. On the back, it was 78% on the back. I missed two greens. Yes, on 12 I did. I missed the green. I was on the fringe. That's why I ended up doing that. But yeah, I mean, so again, I it was really hard for me not to tell you. I kind of thought maybe you would look at Grant after I said Hail Mary, blind Hail Mary, and
well, and after I got 3 text messages in a row with that, I figured I was like, I don't want to get in my own head. and go out thinking that I have to shoot a 77 to win. But no, I mean, like I said, I don't know what's going on today. I was playing with my grip a lot. I don't know why I was fiddling with it, but like, you know, it's weird because driver has always been the problem. And really, I mean, it bit me in the butt maybe twice today, but at the same time, like, it's actually been a weapon right now. And then I'm just screwing up approach shots or, you know, like I said, like shanking a wedge out of nowhere. And it's not like a duffed wedge. It's like, if I, like, I'm straight hosel rocketing it right. And I'm like, what am I doing here?
Yeah. I mean, I will, like, I told you today, was it yesterday? I literally went up there and just, I putted for 90 minutes. I let the kids wanted to hit balls. And so that's all I did. I mean, I came off an even par round and I went straight to the putting green on one of my best putting days of my life. Like, I see the value of making those 5-6 footers. I mean, if you make two of them, I mean, you're saving 2 to 3 strokes. So, I mean, it's, and you know, when you're shooting, you know, 85 or 86, now you're shooting 82, 83. I mean, right now my bad rounds are 82, 83, which, and I'm putting those together because I'll put up a 43.
Which if I shot an 82, I would be the person on 18 that's throwing my hands up and flipping my hat off and diving into the water next to 18.
But I mean, I'm putting up a 42, 43. I've just been very lucky to put up a lower number on the back, which, you know, been fortunate lately. So, but yeah, I was able to accomplish that. I got to ask, what's next? What do we do? What are we doing next? One thing we need to make sure we get doing, we've said this on the last episode, need to lock in major number 3, probably going to be a little bit towards the middle of, towards the end of this month is what I guess we're thinking of. But what's next for you? When's the next time you're going to get up on the golf course? Cause I do think, I mean, if I'm playing 25 days in a row, I'm putting that time in. I know I have the availability. I know when my kids want to be there, it's a little bit different as well too. But what's next? What's the next time you're going to get it on the golf course?
Not sure. Could be tomorrow. Could be Tuesday. Could be Wednesday. Not sure as far as rounds being played, but basically work will always be done. You know, I have plenty of resources that I can do that, but Monday's travel day, so we're heading out to my mom's house on Monday. But I mean, not sure. I haven't had anything locked in.
Well, remember, both of our main focuses was to have that weekly schedule laid out for us.
And oh yeah,
something we need to probably hone in and get doing. I'm still trying to figure that out as well too, making sure that we're able to hone in on that schedule and get us going. So it is late to the evening, so I know one thing we got to make sure we do is get ourselves out onto that golf course as much as we can. All right, making sure that we're able to get that handicap lower. This is usually the time where you start peaking. I know you're going to come at me on the summer season.
I'm just going to get a hole in one. Take a commanding lead.
I thought about maybe our hole-in-one challenge could take place and giving Brian a call at the simulator and heading him that direction. But you're going to be gone for a couple weeks. I'll be here playing Stone League because that's pretty much all I do. Hopefully maybe put up another good score here, keep that handicap moving in that downward direction. We'll see.
Maybe I'll get some Florida love when I play down there and
I think so.
Shooting 70s round.
Well, everyone check us out on our social medias. I know Greg's going to be traveling a little bit. He'll probably post a little bit about some of the cool courses that he's about to play as well too. My big thing for me is I got my little guy's got a tournament on Sunday. I'm looking forward to that.
Love it.
My oldest has her last tournament on Sunday. Unfortunately, they're just at different spots right now. And we'll go from there. But man, I appreciate everybody listening. Check us out on all our social medias. Check us out on YouTube. Like, subscribe, follow, leave us a comment. Anything that you'd like to see us talk about us too. Maybe some challenges that we're up for as well too. But man, talk to everybody next time.